The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KTEP, its underwriters, the University of Texas at El Paso, and or the UT Board of Regents. Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu, sitting in for the rest of the band. The band is getting ready for all kinds of neat little shows, and we're talking about Cheryl Gehring, Florence Schwein, and Louis Sainz are all working on projects. So in the meantime, we get to sit and talk about locally owned businesses, things that actually make the city work more than what you know. And with me this afternoon, Charles Dodds and Nancy Ontiveros. Nancy Ontiveros is actually the director of membership for Homegrown El Paso. Charles, Nancy, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here because we need to talk about local. The t-shirt I'm wearing actually is a local thing. You know, it's 66 Miners. I made the choice to wear this today because it reminds me that local is always the best way to go, I think. Talk about Homegrown El Paso. I think people don't realize how important the organization is to the El Paso infrastructure in terms of economics and more.
Well, what Homegrown El Paso is we are a organization whose membership includes 200 locally owned businesses here within the El Paso community. We try to differentiate who we are as an organization in really who we allow to become members in the first place. You know, we don't allow franchise owners to become members of Homegrown El Paso. The entire business, whether it's the corporate office, all decision making, everything has to be within the city of El Paso. And I think the reason that we try to create this organization is to really band together our local business owners.
One of the things that I've always known for the longest time is wherever you go travel, anywhere in the country or anywhere around the world, why would you eat at McDonald's in Paris when you could go to a local bistro and really get the flavor of the community that you're living in? The same sort of thing in terms of shopping. I could go to a Walmart, and that's all well and good, and that's not disparaging to Walmart, but if I want to go to, let's say I'm coming to El Paso for the first time, and I want the full impact of El Paso, I think I'd rather shop at a place where it's a smaller shop or a smaller business that would cater to me with a local flair.
Well, I can speak to that just a little bit and tell you that absolutely you're correct. The big challenge, however, is to bring awareness to those travelers as well as to the community in general as to who those people are. And some of us are very familiar with a lot of businesses that have been here for years and years, especially if we've lived here all our lives. But the truth be told, new businesses are popping up all the time that are locally owned. So we have a challenge, and the challenge is how do we bring awareness to the community and to our visitors, who these businesses are. Advertising, as you may or may not know, is very, very expensive, and most of your smaller businesses have a very, very small budget for things like that. So as a group, we're approaching the challenge and trying to do some experimental things to hopefully get a little bit more attention on behalf of local businesses. And in addition to that, we identify all of these businesses. We do that with our logos. We do it with our website. We do it with any bit of promotional information that we put out there.
You have over 200 businesses listed right now in Homegrown El Paso, and they stretch the gamut.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we try to do and I think this most local business owners understand this, is that, you know, although they may be competitors, you know, in maybe the same sector or business they're in, whether it's a restaurant business or a retail store business, I think they still understand the importance of, if I'm going to lose my business or if I'm going to lose a customer, I'd rather lose it to Dennis across the street than some huge chain. Because really, even as competitors, we realize how far behind the game we are already are in. You know, we don't have the same advertising dollars as national chains. We face struggles that they may not face. And a lot of that is a shared struggle. And so when you approach it in the way we do, I think you get the experience and you get the collaboration of other business owners to help you in your effort. And everyone's really, at the end of the day, I really feel like everyone is on the same team in a way.
The co-op approach has always been something that's really the more unique way to reach an audience in terms of advertising. When I was in commercial radio, we sometimes would dissuade a business owner to go co-op just because we wanted that total advertising dollar. But nowadays, you got to watch your money. And doing it that way, with six or seven business owners on one commercial saying, hey, listen, we're here for you. When you have all of them collectively, that's solidarity. To me, that's unity. And that unity tells us, listen, we're here for you. You don't see that in a Walmart commercial, unfortunately. You don't see that in a national chain. But you do see that with Homegrown in El Paso, which is a great grassroots business way to draw people into a small business venture. Months ago, we had folks from the community college, from the Small Business Entrepreneurial Center. They said that the average model for a new business should be about 3 years. So in that 3-year span, how would you be able to help that new business owner flourish? Because you know that we're a little tight right now with the budgets.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about the team approach that we use at Homegrown El Paso. And I think the best way to show that is in what we've done with our current advertising, that we are able to leverage all of our members to kind of have a shared approach to how they approach marketing. On KBIA, I'm sure most of your listeners have watched it before, and maybe they've actually come across our Homegrown El Paso commercial. But what we've done is, instead of a local business owner having to decide, can I spend $3,000 a month to get my message out there? Well, the way we've approached it and partnered with KBIA is taken six or seven business owners and create a shared marketing budget. And although they might not get the full 30-second spot that they would otherwise get, but it's a shared spot. And at the end, you have Homegrown El Paso as being that common ground that they all share, as well as educating the public in why spending dollars locally is so important.
I think that's exactly right. I think that Homegrown has approached this from day one. I've been on board for 4 years, and over the 4 years that I've been here, I have seen Homegrown continuously grown. But at its greatest growth periods, those have come because groups of people have come together and spurred on the message. And so doing this together, whether it's getting the message out, whether it's helping with resources, whether it's attending meetings, whatever it is, doing it as a group is tremendously valuable to all of the businesses. Now, we provide a website, and that's a listing with a link to their website as well. What we hope that website has quickly become is a resource for the entire community to find out who the local businesses are. So we're all there, right, you know, on one page. And as you go down those pages and you click on any one of them, you're going to have the opportunity to go directly to their website and pick up all the information that you need to know about them. You know, there's not too many places that make it any easier than that to find out who local people are, who local business owners are. So it's all about teamwork. And for those people who have been involved in sports all their lives, they know that that works. This is working. It's working great. I think the better we as administrators get at coming up with these ideas and following through with them, the better the program is going to become. We have an incredible, incredible board of directors this year, 11 individuals, each of whom all own their own businesses and bring different resources to the entire group. So, you know, as long as we all keep working together, I see a great future for Homegrown. This past year was unprecedented in membership growth, and I expect to see that continue.
When you talk in terms of networking, one of the best ways to network is having an annual dinner, an annual event that brings everybody together. And this coming Tuesday, you have that coming up.
We have our annual fundraising dinner, and it's this Tuesday, April the 2nd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the El Paso Club, which is a member of Homegrown El Paso. And we're happy to have UTEP's new football coach, Sean Kugler, as our guest speaker. And, you know, we kind of look – we're happy to be the venue and the organization that is able to bring the new coach to El Paso for the first time.
So that will be this coming Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 at the El Paso Club. Tickets are still available and tables are available.
They're still available. They need to call me because we are quickly running out of seats. So you can call me at 240-8804. I will pick up. I will take your reservation. You can pay by check or credit card. But I do encourage you to take care of it prior to that event so we don't have a backup.
And that's homegrownelpaso.com. With me this afternoon on El Paso Primetime, Nancy Ontiveros and Charles Dodds. And we're talking about Homegrown El Paso, but we're also talking about something that's vitally important to this community if we're ever going to see the economy come back to where it was 5-6 years ago. I'm looking at pie charts from the American Independent Business Alliance. Unfortunately, it's radio, so I can't show this to you, but I can show you, I can tell you that what it's showing me here is that national chains, on the average, only give back into the community about 13% of their revenue, whereas independents or locally owned businesses, if I'm reading this correctly, can bring back into the community as much as 77% of the revenue back into the economy, the local economy. It infuses us again.
Absolutely. That it's really very, very interesting. I think, too, because I've become so involved with the statistics that is always handed down to us from the American Independent Business Alliance, I've come to realize that for the first time in a long, long time, the city and county are all talking about homegrown businesses. They're all talking about the importance of spending money here locally. They're all talking about the importance of investing in the businesses that are already here in El Paso. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to focus not only on the new growth, which is essential to the community, but we also need to focus, and with focusing on the existing businesses, we also need to come up with a plan to help these businesses so that they can flourish and compete alongside any of the national businesses that come in.
The interesting thing about that number that you mentioned, Dennis, the 77%, you know, when you look at where that number is coming from, it's not just coming off of the profit that the local business makes. When you actually dissect that number, 6 to 10% of that 77% is local businesses giving to charities. Or in our case, in us partnering with KTEP in this year's pledge drive to do a $3,000 matching grant. Now, that money doesn't come from directly from Homegrown El Paso. It actually comes from 30 of our local businesses, right, who each have given $100 to create the matching grant. So again, that's another, you know, using your team and all of your membership to really be able to flex the muscle of the organization. The other side of where those local dollars are actually spent are just in goods needed. You know, restaurants that buy their food, if they're locally owned, tend to buy from local grocers,
right,
or suppliers. They don't go to the huge national chains for many of what they need in order to do their business. As far as the for internal use procurement, that would be kind of like the actual hiring of the employees are done here locally as well. So, you know, you have a staff that you pay that's local here in El Paso for the most in most cases,
mm-hmm.
and they, again, spend their dollars within those same local businesses. So it's kind of this amazing wheel that if we as individuals just make that conscious decision to spend dollars with local businesses, you really start seeing the results of that decision very quickly. Mm-hmm. It's just how do you educate everyone properly, and I think this is one way of reaching out and hopefully getting that message out to people listening today.
And not only today, but for months to come, this will be archived on our website at ktep.org under the El Paso Primetime section. And on behalf of the folks here at KTEP, thank you very much for that matching grant. That really goes a long way. And again, it all comes from the community. You're talking about 30 business owners who ponied up $100 apiece in order to prevent programming at a radio station to this level from going away. That $3,000 matching grant, actually, that's what that does. It keeps things like All Things Considered and Morning Edition and shows like that that keep people apprised of what's going on, keeps it here rather than it going away. And so we do thank you very, very much for that. Now, the other part is, and I'm sure our listeners are pretty much savvy about it, but maybe not. In relative terms, let's say you have a local restaurant. Simple little restaurant serves burgers, chips, fries, the whole nine yards, you know, milk, beer, that sort of a thing. Well, that restaurant owner goes to, let's say, Quintero Meat, locally owned, gets her meats from that. Goes to a produce company that's on Alameda Street, locally owned. So all that stays here in the community because they've got to pay out to other people where they get their stuff locally. And it goes on and on and on. You know, you have a distributor, but that distributor, for the most part, especially when you're talking about liquors in this community, they're locally owned. So it keeps coming back into the community. And I see how this goes. And it works out quite well.
It absolutely does. And what's interesting, too, if you really sit and think about this a little bit, you bring this to a very personal level when you try to explain it to someone and tell them, for example, very similar to what you just said, your next-door neighbor happens to be a dentist, and you go to that dentist, and you pay that dentist, and that dentist goes out, and he buys from the man down the block who owns the office supply store, and he also buys from the family up the block who owns a local restaurant and so forth and so on. But here's the really interesting point. You know, local business owners know to do that. That's what they do. They understand the value of supporting one another. The people we need to talk to is the general public. The general public who go out there day in and day out, shop for their groceries, do their Christmas shopping, buy for school, clothing for their kids, that sort of thing. Those are the individuals that we need to really, really educate and help them understand that they actually have an opportunity to do something great for this community. And what is that? Think about where you spend your money. Spend it local.
It makes a whole lot of sense to me. Now, Charles, one of the things that we talked about before recording this show was this glaring statistic about business owners.
So, yeah, the article that you're talking about small business in America dying is it's a stark and alarming article. That what it did is it looked into what are startup jobs. And in this article, a startup job is defined as being a new business opening its doors. Let's say I open up an ice cream shop and I hire three people. So when you look at 1,000 jobs that are created in America, the jobs that I created were defined as startup jobs. So when we go back, and it's regardless of party here, okay? You can go back – when we go back and look at Bush Sr., the startup jobs created in America was, I believe, 11.3 for every 1,000 new jobs. Today, that number is almost 40% less at 7.8 for every 1,000 new jobs. So what is that telling us? Well, you can make the argument that, yes, we went through a difficult recession and a lot of small businesses didn't make it, and now the environment is difficult. I mean, we're still I think that we still are improving, but I think we have a little while to go. So that number is a scary is extremely scary, because if this trend continues, then what do local business owners really – I mean, do they have a shot in today's market? So educating the public is key to changing that trend. In Time magazine, they had a big piece about small-town America dying. You know, kind of think back to the 50s and the 60s, and if my kids have seen the Cars movie, you know, mm-hmm. and you see that small little town where the movie's taking place, and it's a, and they've got Main Street USA, and you've got all of this vibrant community, but it's dying. And when you look at small town America, you see a lot of correlation there with what you saw there in that film. And again, it's. I think you spoke about there being a difference in the way a generation looks at things. Mm-hmm. You spoke, Dennis, about before the show, we were talking about how when you were a kid, you know, you bought your groceries at the store on the corner, and then you'd go eat with a family at the restaurant down the street. And that's changed a little bit today. You know, if you look back 40 to 50 years, I would bet that most of those grocers aren't open today. Many of those restaurants might not be open. So, you know, it is a little bit different way of thinking, I think, with the consumer today. But that's not to say that it's a hopeless fight. You know, as an organization, what we hope to bring to the table is just that little bit of awareness that once that person makes a conscious decision to spend their money with the ice cream shop that's down the street instead of going to, I don't know, a ice cream shop at a gas station, let's say, as an example.
Sure.
You know, it's just being able to make that decision yourself as a consumer is what changes the whole playing field. And it's no wonder when you look at national brands why they spend so many millions and millions of dollars convincing you to spend your dollars with them. You know, they don't want you to make that conscious decision. They want it to be an automatic decision where you spend your dollars. And what we want to ask everyone listening is think twice about where your next dollar is spent. And hopefully it's at a local business.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And Nancy, this brings us back to the new catalog that is about to be edited and put out there. But you have well over 200 local businesses, but the list still needs to grow because as we've seen the growth spurt out in East El Paso, my goodness, the ratio out there for local versus national seems to have really outpaced what expectations were 2 years ago. It seems almost like a 5-to-1 ratio of local to national.
You're absolutely right. I'm always encouraged by new businesses getting started here in El Paso and, you know, first one to knock on their door if I hear about them. And bring them on. I want to bring them on board and give them a opportunity to be a part of the movement that we've created here in El Paso. I think it's very important for us to all realize that all of these businesses, so many of them have been here for many, many years. A lot of the businesses are new businesses. Think about the young people who are coming back to El Paso and starting up their own businesses. These are the people we really, really want to make sure are able to make a go of things. We want to support them in any and every way we can. If we just made a point of changing our mindset just a little bit, don't take your drive to the big national store that's down the street. How about going the other direction and stopping at one of the local businesses that can provide you with the same product probably? But what they can provide with you in addition to that is a one-on-one relationship with the owner of the business. It's a great thing to walk in and say hi to your neighbors. That's who you're going to meet there. So we have a lot of things that we need to be thinking about. We need to change the mindset of a lot of people. Right now, the easiest place to go is the last place you saw advertised on television. And that's probably going to be one of your big box stores. So what we're trying to do and help that issue is create a place for the smaller business in advertising as well. That's one of the things that we're doing. That's so important because, let's face it, people will watch television and they decide from the ads that they see that that's the next place they're going to go to make their purchase. So, there are so many things that we can do to help make this a more vibrant community that supports local businesses. But I think that each and every one of us has to make that effort to do it, not just something like Homegrown El Paso. We all need to do it. It's important that we take a look at how we're treating our local businesses here in El Paso.
I think people don't realize that it's not just the business, but it's also the people working in the business. There are neighbors, there are relatives, and everybody needs to work. There's got to be food on the table, and that's where the local businesses come into play big time. Let's talk again about the dinner that's coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we have our annual fundraising dinner, and it's this Tuesday, April the 2nd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the El Paso Club, which is a member of Homegrown El Paso. And we're happy to have UTEP's new football coach, Sean Kugler, as our guest speaker. And, we're happy to be the venue and the organization that is able to bring the new coach to El Paso for the first time. I think this might be his first talk in our community. So, we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be great. And I think so far the sales have been great. I think we've only got about 60 tickets or so left. So if anyone's listening out there, you can go buy your tickets on our website or just call Nancy up and she'll put you down and you can pay when you get there. So.
And if there's a new business owner who's just barely tuning in and wants to become a part of Homegrown El Paso, Nancy, how do they get a hold of you?
You know what? I love to visit with new business owners. So call me at 240-8804. I'll set up an appointment, come and sit down and talk to you one-on-one. We'll discuss a little bit about your business and what it is you're trying to do here in the community. And then I'll be happy to share some information that I've shared with other businesses on how we can help promote that.
Beautiful. Very nice. Nancy Oliveros and Charles Dodds, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your wisdom and your thoughts about shopping locally. It's an eye-opener for a lot of folks who are barely tuning in. And to be sure, now that we have this huge influx of military coming into Fort Bliss, I think those folks will understand the magnitude of shopping locally.
Yeah, absolutely. I think again, it just goes to how do we reach them, and we will do our part to get that message out there.
Mikasa Sukasa, anytime you have anything coming around the corner, we certainly would love to have you back.
Thank you very much,
Dennis.
We appreciate it.
Nancy Ontiveros and Charles Dodds were our guests on El Paso Primetime. They're from Homegrown El Paso. If you need more information, homegrownelpaso.com. Thanks for listening to El Paso Primetime.